Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Today's scripture reading is a beautiful, beautiful literature. It's like a poem. It tells a lot about who God is, what God has done, and what Jesus means in our lives. So deep, so deep. I love it. It is the first Sunday in Lenten. During this Lenten season, we are going to have a sermon series focusing on the Gospel of John. Before we start talking about the Gospel of John, I want to talk about, a little bit about the Lent. Lent is a 40-day journey that begins from Ash Wednesday until Easter. And we don't count Sunday a part of the Lenten season. So if you do fast, fasting your ice cream or fasting some particular you love, Sunday is free. You may have ice cream on Sunday. The Lenten season, it is a season which we are called to seek. Ask ourselves a couple of questions. Very important questions. And I want to name that. The first one, the question is it the Lent which calls us to remember the reality, our reality, that our life is really short? Just like the Bible reminds us that from dust we have come, and to dust we will return. Me, you, and every one of human beings. Yes. It doesn't matter how much we have. It doesn't matter how much stuff we have messed. It doesn't matter how many people you know and people like on your Facebook. It doesn't matter. What matters is every one of us will come to the moment we breathe the last. And until that moment, we need it, the Lenten season. Lent is not to be depressing with that reality, but to remind us of the most important question in our lives. Then what does it matter? What does it matter before the reality of our human morality? What will matter when we return to dust? That is the fundamental question, because that's going to affect the rest of your life, everything, your behavior, your word, and everything. That's going to change how we live our lives, and that's going to change how much we have our energy in a certain area of your life, and how much stress you will have in your work, family, in your relationship. And that's going to affect how we may find our relationship with our family, co-workers, friends, neighbors, and even with God. And the second question is it a time of penitence? In another word, repentance. I have told you a couple of times what repentance means. The word repentance is often, that's one of the words that we misunderstand. Honestly, we often think that repentance is the same word being sorry, or same word as naming the truth or what you have done before wrong. Yes, that's a part of repentance. As a matter of fact, the real meaning of repentance in the Bible, that's not all about the repentance. Yes, unquestionably, we have done something wrong, we gotta be sorry and ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. I mean, you may ask from your friends, I mean, your family, or even yourself and God. That might be a part of repentance, which is really important, but that is not all about repentance. We are, to tell the truth, we need to say to ourselves as well, about ourselves at least, and to God as well. Doing that is called confession, yes, important. Confessing and naming our shortcoming and wrongdoing, that's a part, but not all about repentance. Repentance in Greek, it is metanoia, which means change. Change of our mind, change of our heart, and change of our behavior to make a different decision. The full meaning of repentance is, in the Bible, it is not about turning toward from the past, something you have done before, but also turning toward righteousness, turning toward wholeness, turning toward to be like Jesus every day. And it is not just one time decision at one time, but also lifelong journey, trying to live our lives by God's will in our reality. With love, care, hope, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, justice, and faith in God, as long as we breathe. That is repentance. And the Lenten season, it is all about that biblical meaning of repentance with one question. Then what is it? What is it that really matters in our lives? So we have four Gospels in the Bible. We have a chance to hear a variety of ways that Jesus might have said and Jesus might have had done in the Bible. So you may read each one of them, trying to understand what they mean for us today. And it's interesting. When you compare Matthew, Mark, and Luke to John's Gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they are called synoptic Gospel. The word synoptic comes from two Greek words, which means see together, see together. So Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they see Jesus in so much the same way. They have the same parables, and sometimes they are using exactly the same vocabularies. And I found this online. It's funny. In a classroom, there are four students, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and their teacher says, "Matthew, Mark, and Luke, see me after class. Your book reports are surprisingly similar." That's the picture of four Gospels. But you may have a totally different picture in John. I mean, the same stories are there, but the vocabularies of Jesus, they are different. The way he speaks is different, and the message seems different between John and the rest of the Gospels. And let me just mention a few of the differences. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospel, Jesus calls people to follow him. That was his regular invitation. We need to remember that invitation every day. He always says everywhere he goes, "Come and follow me. Come and follow me. Come and follow me. But in John's gospel, he says, believe in me. He regularly says, trust in me, believe in me. And the central focus of Jesus' teaching and preaching is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And it is mentioned 82 times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's gospel. But in John's gospel, you may find only twice. It's interesting. In John's gospel, the focus is what Jesus means to us. What is God doing through Jesus Christ? What Jesus means to us, that's the main focus of John's gospel. And how and what's going to happen when we believe in him, that's the main theme of John's gospel. And in John's gospel, Jesus often says, I am something. I am, I am. So he says, I am the bread, bread of life. Those who eat of this bread and drink of this wine will have eternal life. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will have eternal life. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, I am the vine and you are the branches, and I am the good shepherd. Listen to me. That is what Jesus says in John's gospel. It is like he says, this is what I bring to you. This is what I mean to you. This is what I do for you. And this is an existential reality, how my life, Jesus, my life affects your life. And I'm going to change your life upside down completely if you trust in me, if you walk with me. That is what Jesus is saying in John's gospel. So John's focus is on what happens when we have faith in Jesus Christ, when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and when we are walking with Jesus Christ. You may find the answer in John's gospel. So Mark, Matthew, and Luke's gospel, they don't have any of those things. Instead, their focus is on ethical teachings of Jesus. You gotta be a nice person. You gotta do such a thing. You find Jesus says in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I am hungry. You gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked, you gave me clothing. And he said, as you did it to the least one, you did it to me. And what about the parable of the Good Samaritan? And what about the love your enemies? And what about him saying, whoever wants to be the first, you gotta be the last, the least one in the kingdom. They are sitting next to me. And what about the great teachings of ethics on the Sermon on the Mount? You're not going to find that in John's gospel. So, you have two different pictures of Jesus in the Bible. In John's gospel, Jesus. We have a personal relationship with Jesus. And Jesus provides for our spiritual life. And when Jesus calls his disciples to love one another, you may find that difference. He didn't just say, okay, love God and love yourself as yourself. That is what you find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But in John's gospel, you may find, just as I have loved you, I love you. I love you so much. I love you so much. So now you love God and love your neighbors. That is what you find in John's gospel. So you still see the love. The same love Jesus is talking to us, but you see the differences between these gospels. You know what? What's interesting is, you can divide Christianity in the United States along the line to which gospel they pay most attention. So charismatic and non-denominational and evangelical churches, they have a tendency to focus on more on John's picture of Jesus. And mainline churches, including Methodist, we have a tendency to pay more on Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So John, it is about the personal relationship with Jesus and ethic. Be a better person, justice, compassion, looking around, look around the people. Then let me ask you, which is right? Some of you might be wondering, okay, all right, I have two options. Which one do I need to pick? My answer is both of them. Which picture of Jesus is right? Both of them. Just imagine that you like cheese pizza. You like pepperoni pizza. You have both of them on your table. Which one? Do you have to pick only one of them? You need to take them all. If they are healthy, if they are really good, we need to take both picture of Jesus Christ. So now, we know what we have in our Gospels. In this Lenten season, I want us to focus on John's Gospel. It is about how Christ changes you and me. It is about what he does in our lives when we choose to trust in him. Because he is the light and the life. Can you imagine that? God moved into our lives. The major theme in John's Gospel, that is light and life. John's Gospel says, what has come into being in him, Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of all the people. And it continues, the Word became flesh and dwell among us. This light and life matter to us. And we find that light and life by turning away from our own brokenness, our wrongdoing, and darkness, and turning toward the light that Christ offers and Christ extends to each one of us. So what we do ultimately matters in our lives. So what do you believe in John's Gospel? That's going to change our heart and mind, and we see how it is unfolded, how it appears in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Let me just repeat that again. I hope this week we read it again, again, and again. It takes some time to fully get it into our heart. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ. The Word moved into your life and lived among us. Jesus came into the world for you and me. Why? Because God so loved you and the Word that he wanted to change you and me upside and down. Jesus didn't come to judge or condemn, but to save us and bring eternal life. Let's ponder this truth. Meditate this week. Amen. It means a lot. God came into this world incarnation because God loves us and God trusts us. It is so deep and profound truth we have. And that's going to change everything in our lives. And can you believe it? God trusts in you and me and have a plan in our lives. And we are grateful. With all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, let us give generously with the hope God has in our community. Amen.